I'm speaking to Melanie Acklin. She is, as I understand it, the, chairperson for the boot camp this year. So let's get a little bit of an overview. And Melanie, I know that everybody's just getting back from a long, hot, sweaty day on a farm tour, but tell us a little bit about this year's boot camp.
Well, this year's boot camp is going to be very exciting. We have a really good group of panelists coming in, ranging from cow-calf producer to someone who markets in the animal health industry. And also we're going to have a corn and soybean producer and someone who markets in that industry as well. So we're trying to get a really good dynamic for the participants so they can hear not only what happens with the corn and soybean producer day in and day out, but how that person marketing to the corn and soybean producer adjusts their marketing based on how they know the buying decisions are happening with the producer. We also have a lot of really great industry information. Little Red Riding Hood is back by popular demand. It's basically writing a marketing communications plan 101. So it's really exciting, and we have a wide variety of other topics coming in, and we're going to end the session this year with an advocacy panel. I know advocacy, especially for all of us in agriculture, is very important right now. And for us to be able to help share that information with our newer generation of agri-marketers, I think is really going to help us in the long run when we look, 10 to 20 years down the road.
Well, you mentioned advocacy, and some of us like to call it advocacy because we are on the ag side. So I got to get in a little plug for the Ag Chat Foundation since I do sit on the board, and we do think that there are a lot of farmers get involved in speaking up for themselves. And hopefully we'll hear some more about that here. So this boot camp, I know this is like the seventh year, I think, we've been doing this. This is really an opportunity for people who are either maybe just getting started in the agricultural marketing realm, but to, like today with this tour, get some real, we'll call it unique face time, if you will, seeing the industry in action, right?
That's very true. And you bring up the tour, and the tour was organized by the Mokanama chapter, specifically Mindy Hempler with Syngenta. And we did. We were able to take people who are new to our industry out. They could see, touch, smell, especially on the hog farm, how our industry works. And we had an opportunity to go visit a family-run farrow-to-finish hog operation, an aerial applicators business. And he even showed us, how low he gets to the ground, which I think surprised everyone, and explained the importance of calibration and the drift factor, and, how it not only affects what we do, but it affects, anyone around the aerial applicator. And then we ended the day at a really large co-op here in Missouri, who also was big in the ethanol plant. And so it really gave the group a hands-on experience. They were able to talk to the people one-on-one who are out there every day working in agribusiness. And I really think that the tour, everyone had a great time. I think we all smell the same, which is nice. We'll be able to be identified easily tonight. But really, that's what this whole program is about, is, giving someone who's new to our industry an opportunity to learn about the things they have to market or talk about every single day.
Well, and one of the things that you get as a resource when you're a participant is a pretty big binder booklet of information you can take away with you, too. So let's kind of get in a plug for those who maybe couldn't be here but might want to consider doing this. We're going to do it again next year, right?
This is an annual event. Like you mentioned, this is our seventh year, and we do have a big resource binder that everyone's able to take home. And it has everything from information on cow-calf herds to soybean acres by state to the different types of herbicides and pesticides that are out there. I mean, it's so dynamic. It's a Bible, basically, of ag information. And I know people that have come here in the past, that's their number one thing that they love about this conference whenever they turn in their surveys. They love the resource binder. They love the one-on-one time they get with the producers. So we definitely are going to do it again next year. And anyone who's interested, we highly encourage them to talk to the NAMA office or, check your mail and look out in your mail in January, February, March, whenever we start promoting and talking about the boot camp for next year.
Well, we'll point people before we end here to NAMA.org. NAMA.org. That's the website for the organization. Highly encourage people to go there, and you'll find links to not only this conference, but the other ones that NAMA puts on as well. So here from the boot camp in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.